This is the end of the conference. And I've never done this before, but I'm standing in back and admiring him. This is my team, everybody. It is absolutely gorgeous, isn't it? We have a lot of speakers for our keynotes that have come in over the years, and what they have told us is that they're very used to having situations where they'll go to conferences with a lot of different speakers, just like we have a lot of different speakers. And this is the difference between that and the Cryon is we're all family. And they don't get that. Sometimes they don't even know any of the speakers that they're with. They're just one speaker and another speaker and another speaker and another. This is very, very different. We love each other here. We work with each other here. And I think you can feel it. And so that's been the difference, I think, between the way others work and the way we work. So what's going to happen now is we're each going to take about 5 minutes or so, and we're going to start with Elon, just like we always have, and we'll end with Cryon.
Well, you all know by now where to start. Something to do with breathing. So let us all collectively again, as one mind, one heart, one soul, oneness, bring ourselves, our energy, our harmonies, our songs, our tones, our presence, feeling each other, bringing in more of our light and love and compassion into awareness of this space, of this moment, and what brought us here, and what we experience and live through these days. So let us breathe together, love. Let us breathe together, joy of a journey of the souls on earth, soul family that had an appointment to be here, to remember, and also to be right here together, who they are, their essence, their divinity, their shared journey, their place in this whole creation, in this galaxy, in this cosmos. Breathe and allow yourself to feel more, to open more, once again, collectively, in harmony, in coherence, in oneness, your hearts. And resonance together, sing together in your hearts to one another. The song of light and love and beauty and magnificence and grandness of the light being that you are, that has no beginning and has no end, and will always will be.
We are the wisdom of the feminine divine. Anya is part of this entourage. We were present at the time of the initiation for the universal calibration lattice. That beautiful circulatory system within your energy anatomy. For you to be able to channel through more of who you are in the energy of infinite love. Love that has no beginning and no end, that is vast, powerful, wise. That's you. Together, if you would, please affirm, in the energy of infinite love, I am wise, wholehearted, multidimensional me. Know the freedom of what that means as you channel through more of who you are in this frequency that is so transformative. We wouldn't miss today to spend time with you in this way. For indeed, the planet is in that time of what we see as the great evolution. And each one of you are evolutionaries. And each one of you are understanding how to co-create your reality of choice and becoming more and more empowered, strengthened in your ability to do so. The consciousness of co-creation is upon you. You have accepted the responsibility to bring to the planet the new frequencies of what it means to co-create with the field of all life. What does that mean to you? How do you resonate when we invite you into the field of all life? In freedom. And so it is with great delight that we spend these few minutes with you. We remind you of your circulatory system, your universal calibration lattice. We invite you to channel more of who you are through this system. Are you ready? Know yourself as this frequency of infinite love. Focus your attention on your center beneath your feet, 24 inches, 60 centimeters in that realm, in a linear fashion for such a multidimensional state of peace-filled empowerment. Together, let us affirm, I imagine, I feel, I sense, I contemplate the energy of my center below. I know my center below. I honor my physical presence. I honor my physical presence. I am here. Do you feel that? You are saying yes to yourself at a deeper level. Focus upon your center above, 24 inches, 60 centimeters in that area. And if you would, please affirm. I imagine my center above. I feel, sense, contemplate the energies of my center above. I know my center above. I naturally channel my soul presence. I remember I am. Physical presence, soul presence, one more. Feel the energy through your entire being, through your core consciousness. Know that this energy radiates throughout every cell of your body, every layer of your DNA, every light fiber of your being. You are brilliant. Now, how to co-create with that brilliance is up to you. For in this state, in this awareness, you will come into a conscious creativity never seen before upon the planet. If you would please affirm, I imagine my core consciousness. I feel, sense, contemplate the energies of my core consciousness. I know my core consciousness. I live and express in my spirit of infinite love. Welcome home. Wherever you are, here, there, anywhere, multidimensional being. Be aware of the coherence of this lattice given in the energy of infinite love from the wisdom of the feminine divine, so you may incarnate and express this energy in every detail of your life. Make home wherever you are. All is well. Again, all is well. Turn to one another. All is well. All is well. All is well. Indeed. In the energy of infinite love.
Beloved ones, beloved friends, tis Alcazar. A few moments ago, these seated here were introduced as family. You too are part of this family. Can you claim that? Can you feel that? Allow yourself to radiate the love, the honoring, the compassion, the understanding that we have all shared together these days. More and more, each one of you is beginning to recognize you are far more than you have thought. Beloveds, let us say this. You are far more than currently you can even imagine. From this stage, these days, you have heard hints, suggestions about what is to become here on your earth. Be ready, beloved ones. Be ready as you leave this place to radiate your love, your life, your compassion effortlessly. As we say so often, there is nothing to do. It is simply being. Sometimes people respond when we say there is nothing to do. They say, but, well, what will I do in my life? It is not about doing. It is about allowing. Allowing your superconscious self or your soul to start to flow through you more and more and more. You have been waiting for this. Your higher self has been waiting for this. And as we said a few days ago, it is time now, and humanity has reached a level of consciousness that is shared, that is vibrating your very planet. You have reached a level where those agreements that you made when you first came here so long ago, so many lifetimes ago, it is time for those agreements of being limited, being disconnected from the greater part of who you are. It is time for those limiters to slowly and gently dissolve from your being, dissolve from your humanness, and you will start to feel more and more and more empowered, more and more of your true self. And as this occurs, you are going to be amazed. You are going to experience an energetic of love that you have never experienced before. And you are going to realize at some moment or other, wow, I am that love. We are that love. And as humanity begins to radiate the love that you all will be sharing, then the universe will start to respond, not just with supportive energies, but you will find that your friends from around the universe begin to connect with you, with humanity. It is time. The more each one of you radiates your light and your love, the sooner the revelations will begin. We are Alcazar. We have come at this time, as so many others have, to celebrate with you the freedom, the transformation that is about to occur here. And so we pass this little device on to Julianne, who will continue that which we have to share with you.
And so, into the little device, we continue. Beloved ones, recognize that if you are all family here, together, you are home. You are recreating home here on this earth. And we would define home as a level of consciousness that you have come from before you became human. A level of consciousness that is your true self. An awareness with its current in every molecule in the universe. You are a holographic representation of that which can be described as unity consciousness. And so together, you are, each and every one of you, radiating that spark of oneness. And as you are strengthened in your ability to simply be, remember, this is not something you are becoming. It is something you are simply re-remembering. This is why there is nothing to do. It is a relaxation into the vast true nature of your own consciousness. And as each and every one of you allows this reawakening to naturally occur, there is a multiplier effect. Each and every one of you are needed here at this time. You are truly a diverse family. You are all one, and yet you are all so unique. And it is just about that time on the cosmic clock when you start to re-remember who you truly are. And as you do so, you start to draw forth into this earth plane the remembrance of skills and abilities. And there has been a mixing and a merging in your unconsciousness that has been occurring here, that is enabling what we have described as something that is totally new in this universe. You are all bringing puzzle pieces on so many levels. If you look at your life, can you not see the seeds of your life's purpose, whatever that may be? Even if you are still discovering it, can you not see the traces and the beauty of the infinite pattern of your humanness as it expresses? Perhaps someone in your family was ill when you were very young, and now you are wishing to become a healer. Can you not see the ways that you are driven to become a higher potential for the awakening and the healing of this planet? Beloveds, we are excited for you, because as you re-remember who you are on the cosmic levels, you will be able to see that infinite pattern far more clearly. You will have realizations about what has driven you your whole life that astound you. Are you ready to come together as one and create something vibrant for this universe? Indeed, you are.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So wonderful to see each of these masters up on the stage, and then there's us. A master as well. Yes, and with these energies, know that, as the divine Peggy, the rising Phoenix Dubrow says, the wild wisdom is flowing through you, huh? Ah, how could it not? Look at each of you, into your eyes, into your heart, into your center, into your core, into your feet. And as you look at your feet, and you realize when you put them down on the earth, that is sacred ground that you are standing on, because you are standing on it. Huh? As you look into the hearts of the others around you, that is the sacredness, the divine ultimate wisdom. You each are here for a reason. Those that have gone before, those that will come after, will say the same energy of love of you. Love of yourself, your divine. As Alcazar comes in and charges you with being you, to stop all that fol-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee and all those other F-words. We're setting two chairs away. We can say what we want now. That is just the distraction for who you are. For when you chuckle a bit, you know your heart opens. And the light pours through you to illuminate this part of the world. To be the radiance that you are. To accept the radiant energy that starts deep in your heart, deep in your core. And when you hold your dear heart, breathe into that. Just feel your own heart. Yes. Now take a deep breath. And open your hand to your heart. And feel that essence expanding beyond you with your sacred family. All around. As you open the heart of all that you encounter. They are a reflection of you. You are a reflection of them. And we thank you for showing up here in this divine energy, in the sacredness of you. Always remember every essence in every part of your field, your cells, your body, your focus is holy. You stand on holy ground because you are holy. You are whole. You are here. You are hallowed because you took the brave step and came back to this planet and chose to stay for some of us. We honor you. We share that heart essence with you. We feel you. We feel your love. We see you. We are you. And we bid you namaste.
To all the beautiful beings that have come before and set the stage for this moment, we step forward, we glide, we dance, we materialize, we slip, we slide, because we are celebrating you and what you have created here. Not only those who sit on the stage, but you. If you did not show up, we would not be here. And our message to you is brief. What you have created here and will continue to create is something that has never been created before. Imagine. All of the workshops, all of the events, etc., etc., dear shining ones, this is the first time this has been created. And so that matters because you are divine creators and most importantly, you take this with you when you go. Should you ever feel separate, should you ever feel uncomfortable, lost, ill, any feeling that is not love and perfection, bring your awareness, bring your consciousness, bring your cellular memory back to now, back to these days, back to this family, back to the old souls in this room. Imagine yourself looking into the eyes of the people that you pass going and coming in this beautiful event, seeing yourself reflected in them. Isn't that magnificent? And aren't you sacred ones? Yes. We remind you, I am sacred. I am sacred. I am sacred. I am sacred. And as sacred ones, you have that awareness, you have that power to recall the field that is created here today. We create it from our past in the now, and we bring it into the future where we can step into this vibration, into this energy again and again, and imagine creating what's next from that place. We are very excited about that. You are powerful, intentional creators. When, caveat here, when you let your heart, your intuition, your compassion, your trust, and your surrender become the voice of your creations. And we leave you with that. Take a breath. We leave you with the power of your creation and the anchor point of this event, this family, these souls. And we step back.
On behalf of our ancestors, every single ancestor on the planet of humanity, and on behalf of Gaia, our Mother Earth, we say to you, thank you for being here. Thank you for loving us. We are in a time of transition. It is the great shift, a shift in evolution of consciousness. The planet is a part of this shift. It is time to release the hidden wisdom. It is time to release the ancient secrets. It has begun. Return to the Earth and include her in your evolution. Within the Earth resides the information on the ancestor grid available to you. Within the Earth is a fast-track system to push us into where we are headed. It is called the nodes and nulls of the planet, and it is here for spiritual intervention, cleaning up the grids, removing inappropriate things, and broadcasting love and compassion, integrity and kindness. And it is up to your free will if you accept it or not. But know this, the broadcast and transmission of love and wisdom of the ancestors is 24/7. Not just when you focus on it, not just in a meditation. 24/7. For you. You are dearly loved.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Some have referred to everything you've done in the last 4 days as a mountaintop experience. It's a metaphor for when those would go up perhaps even above the clouds and experience the euphoria and then have to come down. And they refer to it as a mountaintop experience because there's the idea that you've got to go back to the mountaintop to get it again. You don't. What I want to tell you right now is that you carry with you the ability to synthesize everything that has meant something to you in these 4 days and put them inside you in a way that's new. You know, time is a construct, don't you? Most people would say, well, time is time, and yet you have a scientist years ago came along and said, no, it didn't. It depends upon how fast you're going and how it's observed, and it goes slow and it goes fast. And then you realize that time is a variable. If you have multidimensional parts within you, and you do, if you have the wisdom of the elders and the ages in you, and you do, you can pull upon them when you need them. And this is one time I'm telling you to pull upon the master physicist, the creative source, the part of God that is within you, and say, I wish to synthesize all that has happened in 4 days. I wish to put it in this place in me so that it's always there should I wish to retrieve it. And when you go back down the mountain, as they say, when you go home, and things return perhaps to normal, and you say, well, I sure enjoyed that, and I wish I could go back, and I want you to sit down at that moment in time and say, Spirit, this is the moment. Give it to me. And in that, you will feel love. In that, you will receive, in a synthesized way, a capsulated version, you might say, of the most profound things that have happened in these 4 days for you. The ahas, perhaps the tears, perhaps the healing. You carry it home. What a concept. And you can have it anytime you wish. What a concept. That's what masters do. I opened this program with permission from the elders to be here. I ask the elders for permission for these messages to be given. This was granted overwhelmingly, for they understand that we are also part of the dust of the earth that they are, and the times are changing so that the wisdom can come forward. I now close this meeting in the same way I opened it. Thank you, elders of this land, guardians of this land. Thank you, stewards of this land, for allowing us here to continue your lineage. I'm Kryon, in love with all of you. And so it is.